Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
How many people think of God as a kind of benevolent, indulgent grandfather who does not punish people for their ungodly and rebellious behavior? No one can fully comprehend the great love God has for those creatures who are made in His image. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. But does God's great love for us mean He will not punish us when we trample underfoot the blood of the covenant wherewith we were sanctified? It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10:29-31. Could God's punishment of His children be designed to bring them into harmony with His will? My son, do not despise the chastening or discipline of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, even as a father the son in whom He delights. Proverbs 3:11-12. When God was preparing the Jews for entrance into Canaan, He said to them through Moses, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Deuteronomy 30:19. If the Jews chose to obey God, He would bless them beyond their fondest imaginations. But if they would not listen to His words, but rebelled against His law, they would be driven from the land and suffer the consequences of their disobedience. A careful reading of Deuteronomy 28:30 will convince any honest reader that God meant what He told the Israelites. A few hundred years later, the prophet Isaiah confronted the Israelites with God's promises of blessings and His threat of punishment. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Isaiah 1:19-20. Did the words of Isaiah constitute a vain threat, or did the Lord mean what He said? The nation kept deteriorating morally and spiritually. About 150 years later, the mighty Babylonian army conquered the Jews and carried them into exile for 70 years. They were indeed devoured by the sword. But are the pluralists right when they claim that God will eventually save everyone? Some of the pluralists pretend that the Bible supports their position. They must be reading a different Bible than the rest of us read. One of the most familiar passages of Scripture pictures Jesus sitting on the throne of His glory. Before Him all the nations of the earth have gathered. He separates them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep. He says to those on the right, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, and these shall go away into life eternal. Matthew 25:31-36. What will happen to those on the left, that is, those who have not obeyed the Lord? He will say to them, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment. Matthew 25:41-46. How can we harmonize the doctrine of universalism with these words from Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians? Indeed, it is right for God to repay trouble to those troubling you, and to give relief to you along with us who are troubled, when the Lord is revealed from heaven with the angels of His power in flaming fire. He will punish those who do not know God and who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will suffer eternal ruin and exclusion from the Lord's face and from the splendor of His might. 2 Thessalonians 1:6-9. If you have not obeyed the gospel, will you not confess our Lord, repent of your sins, and be baptized that your sins may be remitted? Thank you for listening today.